Well, for two straight wins tonight here at the United Center as they host the team from Tobacco Road in the first of two games this month. And after finding a winning formula against Vegas, the Hawks will have to be ready to adapt, improvise, and overcome as the Carolina Hurricanes, well, they got a different approach to the way they play hockey. First of two meetings between these two teams for the month of January, set to begin down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, and this one's underway. They'll advance it ahead now to Donato into the Hurricane zone. Got by a check down the right wing, put it in front. Kershaw shoots, he scores! Philip Kershaw, back of the lineup, snaps this one past Anderson. And the Hawks take a 1-0 lead about halfway through period number one. Here's Jones with a shot from the right point, deflected wide. Rebound, they score! Tyler Bertuzzi! From behind the Hurricane net, he took a loose puck and he banked it off the equipment of Anderson. The puck ricocheted back into the Hurricane net. That's Bertuzzi's 17th goal on the season, and it's 2-0 Hawks. Bedard carries into the Hurricane zone a few feet, coughed it up to Aho, sent it back. Jarvis in over the hot line, shorthanded down the slot, shoots, he scores! Shorthanded goal for the Carolina Hurricanes, Seth Jarvis. And that cuts the Hawks' lead to 2-1. For Jarvis, that's his second shorthanded goal on the season. Taken away by the Canes, and Kotkaniemi in front takes a pass, shoots and scores. And the Canes have tied this game at two. The assist is off the stick of Eric Robinson. And Juha Jaska may have gotten a point as well. 2-2 the score, that hard-working line for Carolina. Head to Hall. He cuts in over the Hurricane line down the right wing with 20 seconds. Put it across Donato. Shoots. He scores! What a play! Taylor Hall took the puck toward the area behind the Hurricane net and at the last second backhanded the puck through the crease to Donato, who was breaking down the left wing, and he got a wide open shot from the left wing circle and buried it. It's 3-2 Hawks. Here's Jordan Staal scooping up, backhander toward the net. Mrazek with a scrambling save. Loose puck in front and a scramble, and Mrazek comes up with it in his glove. You got to wonder sometimes, how does he find the puck to begin with to try and make the save? But Peter has that magic. Moves at left point, Orloff. Long shot, Mrazek down with a butterfly save. And now he'll glove the puck to the ice, or it comes free, they score! It looked like Mrazek had it pinned, and now he is pleading his case.
Mrazek is saying it's kicked in here. I thought Mrazek had it. I think everybody else did, but the referee was right behind the net in good position to see what was going on, and apparently Mrazek didn't have this puck. Mrazek takes his stick and he brings the puck into his equipment, but he doesn't have it. It's in behind him.
Oh, boy.
And now Foligno will skate it up the right wing and put it ahead at center ice. There's the horn, ending regulation. Foligno will take this face-off against Jordan Staal, the two captains. The drop of the puck. Foligno directs it down into the Hurricane zone. Slavin back to get the puck. Foligno heads to the bench. Hachis crisscrossing with Aho over the hawk line down the left wing. Pulls up in the circle. Fed it across right circle. Aho shoots. He scores. Sebastian Aho with a game-winning goal at 59 seconds of overtime. It's Carolina 4 and Hawks 3. Aho scoring at 49 seconds of the OT to give the Hurricanes the win. With the overtime loss, the Blackhawks record now stands at 15-28-4, while with the overtime win, Carolina now 28-16-3.